Welcome to the Halloween Haunt. Here in the dark corners, you'll find the bizarre traditions, ghastly history, and scary stories and poems. And now, the OG himself, that's Ominous Ghoul, the Halloween Haunter.
Halloween has stood the test of time. It comes from All Hallows Eve, the day before All Hallows Day, which is also known as All Saints Day, and is a day when Catholics honor saints. The date of Halloween is significant. It's in the midst of what we call fall, and often wintry weather starts creeping in. In the old days, it was the death of summer, and the end of summer's bounty. Like many holidays, all kinds of traditions got mixed up to create Halloween. Many people believed the souls of dead people came back to visit family and friends on Halloween. Back in the 5th century BC, folks in Celtic Ireland, UK, and northern France celebrated Samhain, the Lord of the Dead in winter, and also the name of the night before the end of summer, October 31st. Dark, cold winter started the next day. They considered it the time when the border between our world and the spirit world blurred, making it easy for the souls of people who had died the year before to come back, looking for living bodies to possess for their afterlife. Folks who were still alive didn't like that idea, so they would dress up in scary costumes and have noisy parades to scare away the spirits. They would also put out their fires and make their homes as cold and uninviting as possible. You would think the ghosts would like that. There was one positive about the spirits. Having all these ghosts around made it easier for the druids, otherwise known as their priests, to predict the future, which is important when you depend on the planet to give you everything, and you're just barely getting by. Eventually, the Romans were in charge. And in their 400 years of rule, they injected a couple of other festivals into Samhain. Feralia fell in late October, and guess what? It was to honor the passing of the dead. There was also a day for Pomona, the goddess of fruit and trees. You can hear more about her in the Bobbing for Apples edition of the Halloween Haunt at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com. When Christianity spread into the culture, the Pope designated November 1st All Saints Day for saints and martyrs, and later November 2nd became All Souls Day for the rest of the dead, and the whole Megillah, including the Eve of All Saints, became Hallowmas. Over the years, people became less afraid of ghosts, but they were still into dressing up and having parades. Eventually, the Irish came to America in the 1840s to escape the potato famine. They brought Halloween with them. But that's another story for another time. Don't let me forget, the ghosts may steal my brains.